So OVO agreeing to buy SSE is quite a turn for the books. Now, OVO themselves have actually consistently had very good customer service for a number of years now. In fact, being the Uswitch Supplier of the Year for many years in a row. SSE has not quite scored quite as high on that measure, but have nonetheless been actually amongst the best of the big six. So what this can mean for SSE customers out there is that actually there should be an expectation things might actually get better. OVO has delivered a better quality of service and has actually offered much better prices for those who've been with them for some time. So this really could be quite a positive thing for both OVO and SSE customers.
So why is SSE getting rid of this side of its business now?
SSE is a large publicly listed company. And they have many strings to their bow. So they both have power stations that they run, burning gas and coal. They have a networks business, which is a regulated business, which is effectively the pipes and wires that get electricity and gas to households. And they have the retail business. Now, the retail business has been historically very profitable, but it's come to a point where the big parent company, SSE, has come to the view that they no longer wish to be involved with the direct supply of energy to customers at home, but wish to focus on those other two aspects of the business, that's the generation and the pipes and the wires. So this deal is a way of them effectively no longer being involved with customers and letting OVO take on that responsibility.
Well, the energy market's undergone huge change in the last decade with entry to lots of new providers, so it's telling, Rick, that a smaller company, as OVO, is now taking over one of the giants, SSE.
Yes, this is quite a turn for the books, where one of the newer entrants to the market, I mean, OVO has actually been in the market for a little bit over 10 years now, is now taking on one of the oldest companies in the industry. So yes, it really is quite a demonstration that competition in the market is rife. And here we have the new upstart really taking over the much larger ones. And this is not the first deal of its kind. In fact, earlier this month, Octopus Energy agreed to buy Cooperative Energy. These are smaller businesses than SSE, but nonetheless is a newer market entrant really taking on and accelerating past an older market participant.
Well, as you said, Rick, many smaller suppliers serve a good customer service record, so I suppose the challenge for OVO now is maintaining that while it grows.
Very much so. So this is a big challenge for OVO to take on an additional 5 million customers. And any sort of merger like this will always be a challenge for whoever's taking it on board. And so what we really want to see is for OVO to really take their time to do this right by customers, making sure that service levels are still maintained, as well as accurate billing continues throughout inevitably a period of upheaval for both SSE and OVO as a business.
And there seems to be a trend towards consolidation now. Does that mean that we're moving away from a competitive market?
With over 70 suppliers in the business, if we go back and look about a year ago, and now that's contracting to closer to 60 suppliers in the business, what it shows is that there is still a lot of competition in the market. But actually, where there is evidence of consolidation, that's really evidence that you know there are large participants who are making big strides in delivering what customers want, i.e. they are succeeding. And the less successful market participants, those who are not necessarily investing in the future, are being taken on by those who are investing in the future. So that's OVO and Octopus in the most recent deal. So it is a healthy sign of a competitive market. And I think there is expectation that there will be future consolidation in the months and years to come.